The 9 candidates running for Normal Town Council split down the middle on the proper role of government in building the tax base and offering development incentives. There are, in effect, 2 distinct slates of candidates, 4 who generally have reservations about using town government to stimulate development, and 5 who generally do want to use development tools, though their willingness to do so depends on several variables. Donna Tony is the firmest of those against using town government to stimulate economic development, and Tony says she's not up on the issue.
Well, I am not that adverse on that particular subject there.
Tony says making that call is not the job for council members.
I don't think it's left up to us as council. I don't think we should make that decision like that, because I'm a person that believes that everyone has a right that pays taxes, they have a right to make that vote to say yes or no.
The Town of Normal Council is a representative body elected to make decisions for the rest of the citizens. When told that, Tony said incentives could be talked about. Another conservative candidate, David Paul Blumenschein, has not returned WGLT requests for interviews or comments on his candidacy or on his participation in a bus trip to Washington, D.C. for what turned out to be the insurrection. During previous candidacies, Blumenschein has generally favored only a limited role for government. Steve Harsh opposes offering incentives for business location or expansion for the most part.
Well, government has no business picking winners and losers. They have no business giving bucket loads of money to outside businesses to come in and directly compete with other like businesses.
Harsh says he's not a categorical no, but it's a high bar.
The only way that I can see an incentive at all is if it's a business that is non-competitive with any existing businesses here.
And the final Normal Council candidate generally against using incentives, fee waivers, and other government tools to stimulate business is Carl Sela.
Mostly municipal government needs to allow the private sector to flourish. That's the best way to build a tax base.
That said, Sela says he can see an occasional government role. He says, though, he disagrees with most development decisions made by the town council in recent years.
If you have outside economic engines that you can court to bring in, that's a good thing, but you need to make sure that whatever arrangements you make are a good deal for the taxpayer, not just a good deal for whoever you're incentivizing.
There's also nuance among the candidates who are okay with approving tax incentives, use of tax increment financing districts, paying for infrastructure, and waiving fees if business moves in or creates new jobs. Incumbent Councilmember Scott Preston says he has sometimes said yes and sometimes no to town help for business location and expansion. Preston says he looks forward to a template under development by Bloomington Normal, McLean County, the Economic Development Council, and Chamber of Commerce.
Organizations and government bodies in agreement with that up front helps developers plan, helps companies plan their growth, and ultimately helps elected officials to feel comfortable that we are positioning our community as well as possible to be a business-friendly community here in Normal.
Preston also says such a template will reduce competition between Bloomington and Normal for new business. He says he rejects the argument that every project is different and may require different offerings, or that putting the cards on the table puts the community as a whole at a disadvantage to other cities that know what they have to bid to snag a new business from Bloomington Normal.
At the end of the day, having clear metrics of jobs created here, the level of jobs created here, jobs retained here, and investment here should be across the board applicable to any kind of potential government partnership.
Incumbent Councilmember Kimberly Cummings answers those who question use of incentives by saying to ignore those options puts Bloomington Normal at a disadvantage in maintaining a thriving local economy.
You know, whether people like it or not, and there's lots of information out there, this is really where we are today, not even just in our community, but across the country. Incentives are used all the time for economic growth and development.
And in assessing when and when not to approve incentives, Cummings says a town council has to consider more than the dollar investment and the number of jobs.
There's always these additional pieces that come with it. You know, typically property tax, a lot of times either you're looking at additional like food and beverage tax, hotel motel tax. Usually what they pay in services is a lot more because of their usage.
Cummings says those things pay off in harder to measure ways for a community. Candidate Brad McMillan positions himself as a centrist on development issues.
You have to look at each project, each development separately and carefully look at the merits of it and decide what level of public investment is warranted.
McMillan also says he supports preservation of one of the development tools in the kit.
I'm glad they extended the Uptown TIF for 12 more years. I think they did that in a responsible way. And again, the TIF creates an economic tool to spur development. I think there's been a lot of positive outcomes from that.
Tax increment financing districts, or TIFs, are a tougher call for candidate A.J. Zimmerman. He says you can't make them too broad or too big or take in too much of a tax base.
To the extent that they can be appropriately tailored in terms of size, in terms of impact, that's what I'd be looking for.
Ann Zimmerman says the context of the times, the town's fiscal health, and the rest of the economy matters. He's not eager to have such a development project come to him soon if he is elected.
Tools like that are in the toolkit. Given the pandemic and what we're going through now, I think that those are probably deeper down in the toolkit than other tools, I guess.
The final candidate in the pro-development group is Kevin McCarthy. He's an incumbent. McCarthy says for him to say yes to a business incentive to locate or expand, there must be a long-term economic and social benefit to the community. For instance, some critics have said the town didn't need to offer Rivian incentives because the company would have chosen Normal as its production plant home anyway. McCarthy says that's not a surety.
Let's not use revisionist history. Let's look at the facts as we were presented them. We had a startup business in front of us. We had a young CEO who had a vision and an idea. He didn't have a lot of money behind him when you start talking about starting a car company from scratch. They needed all the support they could get.
McCarthy says infrastructure is also important to economic development, both current and potential. Candidate Carl Seelis says he opposes extending a water main on the west side of town. McCarthy says the area needs to be shovel-ready for potential businesses to locate near and serve the Rivian plant. There's also some opposition to road restructuring along West College Avenue. McCarthy says it's more than full-time jobs, construction jobs, and potential long-term water revenue for the community. It's allowing Rivian's workforce to thrive and help the rest of the community.
If they get to 1,000, you're talking about a $50 to $70 million a year payroll. That's houses, groceries, cars. So the fundamental question is, although nobody's talking about it in this way, but is a $10 million road worth community investment? I think it is.
McCarthy also says some of the best economic development incentives are not direct. He says what he calls the disinvestment slate of candidates doesn't address in their criticism of Uptown and other projects the context of why the council wants certain things in certain spots. He says shaping the community in that way adds to quality of life, and only with that will companies not only come, but stay. Of course, with 4 in the no incentives camp and 5 in the sometimes camp, not all of either persuasion will be elected. There are, after all, 9 candidates and only 3 people elected to the council. I'm Charlie Schlenker.